really looking forward to it again. It's always an exciting time of the year. You know, as a player, I used to look forward to the eve of the first game, and similarly as a coach. And we're looking forward to the Lancashire trip.
How's your build-up been? I mean, obviously the weather has had a big say in it.
Yeah, but it's been excellent. We've lost, unfortunately, a few of the practice games, which is a blow more to some of the fringe players who were desperately trying to get in that first 12. But, you know, thankfully we have played some games and we've managed to beat some other first-class opposition, which is terrific. Good for confidence, and not just that, the pre-season stage at Kidderminster under the marquee has also been terrific, really, because it's meant we've got on grass and a bit earlier than some of the other counties.
What about all your lads that have come back? Everybody's come back in form, fit?
Yeah, they're looking great, Nick, really. The only slight doubt we've got over an injury is Anish Kapil, so he's not quite ready for the first game of the season, but fingers crossed he's not long behind the rest of them. And Alan had a little quad problem, which he sorted out quite quickly. And so everything's all good, really. They're looking pretty good, Nick, to be honest. The batsmen have all got runs at some stage in the pre-season games, and the bowlers looking pretty good rhythm. So they're all excited, all looking forward to it. And let's keep our fingers crossed that we get the right results.
Are you happy with the balance in your squad, like that you've got cover for everything?
Yeah, I think there's a in the batting there's a lot, quite a bit of pressure on Moen, on Alexei and Darryl to deliver. Obviously, we've got Tillane, who's going to play a major role throughout the season, all season, which is terrific to have him. But those three in particular, I can see making good ground this year, trying to be a little bit more consistent. I hope that we don't put too much pressure on Tillane and rely too much on him, because, as you know, it's a team game. We need runs from everybody, and those three I mentioned are three guys who I do feel can really improve upon the season they had last year.
A bit of a tough start for you. You've got three games away in the Championship, Lancashire and Hampshire, two of them, so they're two of the teams that people are tipping to go up.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that as well. I think Lancashire, goes without saying, 2 years ago were champions, and you don't become a poor side overnight. They just had a blip in the season. Several things went against them, and they've added to their squad. I see them as a stronger team than they had last year. So they're quite rightly favourites to go up. Hampshire are a side that's underachieved in four-day cricket. They've got a terrific squad, lots of depth, and some quite exciting young players. So those two will be, obviously, I would say, the first two favourites. But there's others. There's others like Kent have had a massively improved season. They were bottom the year before and finished third last year. That's good improvement, that. And they're knocking on the door. And Essex, well, you know, they're another side with plenty of depth, quality, and in many ways shouldn't be in Division 2. So, big task ahead of us, but I would imagine that we'll be in the shake-up with those guys, and I'd be very disappointed if we didn't. If we can get in the shake-up with those guys, then we've got a great chance going up.
A lot of talk about the gap between First Division and Second Division cricket. Does it look a bit stronger than when you were last in it?
Well, I think last time we were in Division 2, I didn't think it was as strong as Division 2 now. So I would say that maybe that gap has dropped a little bit. It's a little bit smaller. However, you look at Division 1 over the past sort of 3 or 4 years, maybe Lancashire an exception, but generally you've got a top 4 or 5 sides that are managing to maintain status in Division 1 and challenge for the title. And, you know, that's up to the likes of us and all them other fringe, you call us yo-yo sides, bobbing up and down from first to second. It's up to us to make sure we can get back up there and try and get up there with the big boys every year for like 4 or 5 of the teams doing now.
Michael Johnson, I believe, is playing in the opening game. You've given him the gloves?
Yeah, you know, he's got the first opportunity. But on that, I ought to really commend Ben Cox, because his attitude and also his performance level in practice and the games that he has played has been outstanding. He pushed Michael very, very close. It was a 50-50 call in the end, mainly because of the way Ben's approached his practice and the season. Michael, too, has gone well, and he also deserves a crack. It was a difficult decision.